Mark, your Future in Review, or FIRE, conference explored new ways of visualizing planetary data. And as I understand it, this has its roots in NASA's WorldWind project.
That's right. We've talked about this briefly in the past, but always as a promise. So NASA has finished the job. It's 10 years of work. They have now built out an open source model which looks just like the Earth. It is 3D, and it's usable for anybody, any university, any town, any programmer. It's all done.
And there were people at FIRE who are putting that WorldWind to good use now, right?
This is the exciting part, Dave. So there was an announcement, a product launch at FIRE by collaborate.org, of about 8 years of stealth work on a project which has put 2.2 million layers of information about our planet into the hands of developers and communities for their own use. So they can now go to this site, become a member, create their own portal, and have access to 2 million layers of information about the world. And this includes everything from what you would normally guess, like natural descriptions, forestation, pollution issues, water temperature, and so on, and crime statistics, if you're interested in crime and where to live, educational statistics, but also where is every ship in the world? Where is every airplane in the world in real time? What is on the front page of a newspaper in Russia? For the first time ever, any individual, any company will have a better understanding, historically and in real time, of the planet Earth than they've ever had before.
Now, in addition to collaborate.org, there was the ICES Foundation, which is also using this planetary data. Well, tell me about that.
Right. So Bob Bishop, who used to run Silicon Graphics, now lives in Switzerland and has a center called the International Center for Earth Simulation. He's doing a very similar project, probably will use WorldWind again to do the programming, and he wants to simulate the Earth. And as a start, he's just announced a pilot project in Seattle called CRC, or the Cascadia Resilience Center, which will be exactly that. He's going to model with a bunch of folks from the University of Washington and elsewhere, BC, Washington, Oregon, all the natural systems, volcanoes, earthquakes, everything you'd need to have for emergency response, so that the living systems and the geographic systems are all in one place and thousands of layers of data are available to planners and researchers to understand better where we live.
My mind is still boggled at the 2.2 million layers of data. Where do you see all of this going?
Well, you know, we're a visual species, really, David. You know, we look at things, and if we don't see them, we don't really understand them. I mean, we have to see them all at once. So I think for the first time, this is going to help all of us climb out of our silos, out of our specialties, out of our daily grind, lift up our heads, and understand what happens when there are unintended consequences for what we do. And no matter what party you're from, it is important for us to recognize that every time we do something, there is an effect. And we'll be able to see those effects clearly now in a way that we never could before.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He joined me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can access our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.